Marriage is actually more than the paparazzi that happens on the wedding day. And this paparazzi might be in the form of you gathering a lot of crowds and gathering a lot of persons to prove a point that you were getting married. I'm not saying that on this particular day that it's not important for you to do all this. In some cultures, it's very, very important, and in some, it doesn't really count. But I'm trying to let you know that marriage is really the main deal after wedding. Wedding is just an official note of welcoming you into the real deal called marriage. So, what's the real deal about marriage? That's what we are going to be talking about today. And I have a story of a guy who went to apply for a loan just because he wanted to get married to his wife, so he claimed. And after the marriage, he was suffering. He started looking for money to feed. Now, it didn't just end there because he not only looking for money to feed, he was also actually looking for money to pay back the loan. So it kind of became very, very complicated for the man. So now I'm trying to make us understand that even if we are preparing for wedding, this is very important for people who are actually preparing to get married. Gen Z's, people who are really, I know this generation, whenever you're preparing for a birthday party or you want it to be a talk of the town or wedding celebrations and all those kind of a thing. All right, you want to be the talk of the town. You don't think about any other thing else. What is this thing we are actually going into? You don't have the time to really soft to really know what you're going into. This is kind of a counseling class that I'm offering. Mom Ziba is an emotion and relationship coach, and over 5 years she has been in this discipline. And also, she also tried to reach out to people based on experience she has had personally and also with people from the session she had with them. So we compute, I compute all these things together and come up with some better verdict that helps us in everyday situations in our marriages and also help to build our fitness in life and our personal mindset development. Now, you're welcome to this podcast. In case it's your first time of tuning in, I'm welcoming you and I advise that you click on the notification button to get new updates on this episode on this podcast. And also, you should click on the follow button to become a sharp follower. Thank you. Now, back to where actually we were. Marriage is more than the luxury that happens on the wedding day. Now, if you are also a couple and you really want to understand why some things are popping up in your relationship, things when have not been really clear to you, I want you to really understand that this episode is really, really good for you also. So you are actually welcome to this podcast and where we are going to be talking about a lot of things that in details. Now, the reality of marriage, all right, will actually make you or your partner to know if actually you were really prepared for marriage. Okay, and if you were not prepared for marriage, then it will also tell. Now, the reality of cold marriage is very, 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 very demanding. And now, I normally tell people, I see some people in their when they in their singlehood, they try to make us understand that it's like a bad thing that they are being single. I normally talk about this even on my YouTube channel at Mom Ziba. I normally talk about this that singlehood is a window for you to prepare yourself for the next phase called marriage. And you need all the preparation you need to prepare, like building off your values, building off yourself, trying to understand the things that marriage really entails, and try to understand if you will be capable to manage them. So I talk about this. All right, now there are a lot of things that you're going to be seeing in your marriage as you progress in it. And the first thing that normally happens in marriage is the test of your love. I put this as trials of love. Now, examples of things that can really try your love is number one, childlessness. Number two, could be infidelity. It could be abuse. It could be rejection from in-laws, it could be rejections from friends, it could be rejections, sudden rejection from spouse, kind of like that, emotional torment. Sometimes you want to be engaged emotionally and you're not getting the adequacy from it, and you can really feel so down through then, and financial challenge and a lot more. Depending on the stage it comes for you, depending on the time it comes from you, it is very, very diverse. Now, when all this starts to come up and you were not strong enough, you may want an opting out. You may want to opt out of the relationship. That is where some people might start to categorize and start to term their once beautiful wedding that they had, like, I regretted wedding on this day with this person. Now, a lot of things can really actually happen in the marriage. It can really test your love in your marriage. So, an example of this is you may find women or men or guys or girls, whichever gender it could be, who fit 30%, okay, where your partner doesn't really fit, and it could really put you off balance, and you can start to feel as though you made a mistake. I've had some counseling sessions when people ask me, Mom Ziba, I don't know if actually it was a mistake or intentional. I just felt that I'm just trying to feel that getting married to my husband was a mistake. And this was the same person who told me that her husband, then when they were dating, were everything to her. So, but when they got wedded, she started telling me that she had some other guy outside who really had time for her, who really had time to listen to her. Her husband barely had that time for her. He gives her money, he gives her everything she wants in form of provision, but in a time of attention, he hardly has time for her. And he keeps on saying, I'm busy and all those kind of stuff. So I understand very well that women understand attention basically in their language of love. And if a man is not giving them the adequate attention, they may feel that he's giving it somewhere else or is no longer interested in them, kind of. And a woman can do anything for a man who gives her attention. She can be so loyal to that man. And this is where the opportunity and the window of infidelity happening at its full state can really, really occur. That's why I hear people, especially the Gen Zs these days, they talk about besties in marriage. It's not really, really a sin for you to have a friend, but actually, I'm talking about as an emotion coach, I'm trying to make you understand that the fact remains that you as a married man or you as a married woman having a guy or a female aside, your secretary or a sectarian or whatever it is, your PA as your bestie, your friend, doesn't really work in marriages. You can really trust yourself, but you cannot trust situations that can prompt you someday into infidelity. So abstinence most time is much more better than going into it at all. So when you are married, you remember that you are married, you stay pure in your marriage, you know that you are in that status. All right. So having besties can actually, where you have to confine in that bestie more than your wife, you go outside, you discuss with your secretary, you discuss with some other women outside who are not your wife or your parent-in-laws or all those kind of stuff. Some sensitive issues about your marriage. And before you know, that person start to play guard and make it look as if you stepped into the wrong shoes and all this kind of thing. Before you know what is happening, the soft spot is being activated. And this is what actually prompts infidelity. And you hear people saying it was a mistake. It was not supposed to happen. It was not intentional. Now, as an emotion coach, I'll be telling you that emotions happen, and it happens suddenly. It does not, it happens suddenly. That is why most time you see some people, they just say, I don't know what happened. I was already down and I cheated on my spouse. It happened suddenly. But there are some things that really brood emotions most times. And most times when you are talking some sensitive issues and your vulnerability is being reflected, it can lead to infidelity. So it's a no-no for you to say. I hear people argue it that you can be married and have this. I think this is for another class. Let's not deviate, but just a part of it we just discussed now. Now, let me be real with you. Trials of love is
Actually, the first challenge that resonates the big deal in marriage. Here, your maturity, trust, your faith, your wedding oaths have been proven. Yes, for better, for worse, death do us part, in sickness and in health and all those kind of a thing. Sometimes sickness may happen. That is why on the day when I was getting wedded to my, before the day I was to really give my husband a total yes, my dad had to call me and ask me that I should go and think about it. If actually I want to marry this man and stay with him for the rest of my life, I should think about him in being bedridden. I should think about him not having an eye. I should think about him not having money at some point in life. I should think about him. Sometime he hurted me, cheated on me. How can I really live with him? So can I still stand him? Can I really still say I love him? And all those kind of stuff. And I went to the room that very night and I had to think about it over and over in different circumstances and phases before I came out to Jenny and say, yes, actually, I love this man. This is what this is what I'm trying to promote here. Yeah, there are a lot of things that's gonna test your love in your marriage. And that doesn't mean that that marriage was not supposed to be. And that doesn't mean that you married the wrong person. And I know in marriage, it could happen that the friend you're keeping outside could fit into the 30% that your partner is not. And you start to think that he was a mistake or she was a mistake. She's not the mistake. These are things that are bound to happen in a relationship. These many people will not tell you, but according to experience, I'm bringing this up to you for you to learn. Now, the second point is this: cultural and religious significance. Now, marriage is not just about the boyfriend and girlfriend thing. In African settings, most time, marriage goes beyond drinking of drinks and dancing to the rhythm of music. It goes into the sealing of oath spiritually. A lot of rites, traditional rites, can be done, sacrifices can be done to seal your oath to your spouse. And now, when the vows are being broken in the relationship, things might start to work opposites the way it's supposed to work. I hear some people saying, since I cheated on my wife, the favors I used to have, I don't receive them anymore. Things has been odd for me. And sometimes, because the wife was faithful in the relationship, it could happen that before you know what is happening, the wife now become the financial pillar of the family. All right, it now rotates to her. I don't know if you've seen something like that. You can drop it via the voice message link. I have seen it out. I've heard from people. So this is why I'm talking about reality here. Now, you can see the matter will change and the woman will start being the one that is more financially buoyant and the breadwinner of the family until that man totally desists from that kind of a lifestyle. And maybe that those rights are being maybe appeased kind of, and before you know what is happening, things start to fall in place again. So when we are talking about this, we are talking about a very, very serious thing. Marriage is more than what we see it to be at the surface level of wedding. It is really, really deep. So before anyone gets into marriage, it's very important that we really scale through all this. We go for proper education, but deep experiential education anyways, about marriage. Now, a lot of people are ignorant about this, but the real deal is that oaths have been made in religious settings also, even in the church. Spiritual beings are called, like God is being called to marriage. Okay, I want to get married to this person. Okay, so we have to really take it that it was a serious thing that happened there. So when you break the laws, there are a lot of things that might be working against that person until some things are put in place and things start moving well again. Now, I'm also going to be talking about this parenting. It's a very, very important aspect. When you're getting into marriage, you have to have this at the back of your mind that parenting starts to set in. Parenting is a very large and important passage, all right, a important page of marriage. Many people go into marriage and feel that, is it not just to bear kids? Bearing of kids is quite different from, anyone can bear a kid and throw away and have a kid. But When I'm talking about parenting, I mean you are not alone anymore. You are no longer thinking about yourself, but you're thinking about you and your family. You're not thinking about you and the people that came from you, your descendants. That's what you're thinking about. Now, your time is being broken and shed. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. I hear some people make it very wrong. I'm going to be talking about an important topic about the mistake parents make with nannies. Okay, I'll be coming up with that topic very soon. So you be on the lookout for it. Keep on joining Mom Zipper so that you will not miss out if you're a parent. So parenting really demands a lot from you. When you are trying to meet your daily needs, even if you're meeting them because you want to meet them for your kids, it should not be neglected that you have people who really look up to you, who are really learning from your character, who are really learning from the attitude you share between yourself as spouses, who is really looking up to you for correction and for guidance. All right, so this is also a very, very important deal you have to really look into and get prepared before getting into marriage. Or if you're already in marriage and this is lacking, you really have to go back and check it out. Because as parents, we are custodians to our children. We give account of them. So we have to be in sure place, all right, to make sure that our children are really, we are doing our best with our kids also. It's not about what the kids learn outside. It's about what also they learn from you as parents. Now, lastly, I'll be talking about this. And if you want to learn more on this counseling session, I'll be linking you to my blog at momziba.com. Go and check up on it. It will be there for you in details. All right. So commitment and partnership. Here, your commitment is expected 100% to prove your wedding oath and responsibilities. You don't act as partners and not singles anymore. I talked about the difference between singles and relation and being in a relationship, how to be single and how to be in a relationship. You search for it and you're going to find it either on the blog or here on the podcast. Now, you're not going to be thinking as how you used to think when you were single, but you are going to know that you are obligated to share what you want to do, your decision with your partner, at least about 70% of your decisions, if not 100%, with your partner. You're going to learn how to be a team instead of being a captain alone, instead of being a competitor, all right? So this is what people don't know. That's why you hear people, I don't know if you've listened to people, and when they want to make decision, they say, I have to discuss with my wife. I have to discuss with my husband. That's it. That's the partnership I'm talking about. And you have to show your commitment in your relationship, committed to every little thing in your relationship. Okay, so we are going to be seeing one more. If you join me on my blog, and you're going to be learning a lot. So I believe that you have really learned from this solo teaching today. And if you find this quite insightful, I want you to drop your comment, drop your review, all right? Drop your ratings, okay? This is what keep on encouraging me to do what I do, all right? And if you have any other issues in your marriage, you have any other things you feel you need counseling for, some people meet me on my DM, they DM me personally and ask for some advice, and they do that on Facebook. So if you also want to book a one-on-one counseling sessions with me, you can do that. The booking on momziba.com, all right? There's a booking session there where you can book for any counseling session, all right? And if you want us to talk more, if you want something you want to ask, you can also drop it via voice message, and I can be very, very obliged to respond to you ASAP. So thank you so much for joining me till next time. Bye now.